And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And going over to our friends on Free FM 89.0, coming out of the Tron, going throughout the Waikato on this very warm spring day here today. And busy show ahead, folks. We're going to be chatting to Matty Kirk pretty soon about the upcoming Surfing for Farmers. Yes, it's back. So we'll talk to him soon, and then we're also going to be talking to Marve later on in the show about her food forest workshop coming up out there at Haki Reserve on Phillips Road. But later, all that's coming. I'll probably come back straight after this one with some weather, and this one being the Joy Division with their song No Love Lost. There we are. That was the Joy Division there with their song No Love Lost, and it's weather time here on the Over the Fence show. And what can I tell you about this week? Well, there's going to be heavy showers and thunder inland on both islands, they predict, but later on this afternoon, down inland Canterbury and South and Mid Canterbury especially, there's going to be isolated thunderstorms which may develop with a chance of downpours that may clear later on. And in the middle of the North Island too, there's going to be isolated showers develop, probably heat convection showers because it's very hot today. And then the South Island ones, maybe a bit wetter. But yeah, all around the Central Plateau, things like that, expecting sort of afternoon and evening moderate risks of thunderstorms around there. And then maybe out towards Gizzy, sort of Hawke's Bay kind of ways as well, there might be some thunderstorms out there. But most regions around Aotearoa, warm temperatures today, highs getting into the low to mid-20s, yes indeed. The eastern North Island is a bit cooler, with showers and temperatures only reaching the late teens. And tomorrow there's going to be a cold front moving on to the lower South Island. It's going to reach central New Zealand around kind of midnight, and then it's going to push further north over New Zealand on Friday morning. So this front's going to bring rain in the west and east. Conditions will clear up quicker in the west once the front moves through. It's going to be warm in the east of the South Island, getting into the late 20s for Canterbury, Thursday afternoon. But yes, this front, so it's going to bring a little bit of rain. I don't know if there's be heaps of rain, but it'll be some rain. It's actually been lovely having a bit of rain over the last little while, hasn't it, folks? So that's coming. And what else can I bring you today weather-wise? I think, hang on, what am I doing here? Here we go. There is, what do we got here? High pressure, mostly settled weather to most of Aotearoa. There's a few showers, like I just said, in other places here in the Waikato. There's a chance of fog this morning and this evening, but otherwise sunny spells. And yeah, looking out the window today, it's sunny and kind of cloudy, but yeah, punishingly hot that sun. When you're in it, it could be an isolated shower, probably heat convection showers later on in the afternoon or early evening, and a light southwesterlies as well going on around today. And for the rest of the week, folks, well, what are you going to get? Oh, wow, we're expecting 27 today. It doesn't surprise me. But it drops right off tomorrow, 19 degrees, then Friday, 17, then 18, 18, 18, 19 for the rest of the week, pretty much. So yeah, cloudy, sunny, then that rain I mentioned earlier, maybe coming Friday, cloudy again Saturday, then a bit blowy Sunday, and then sort of the same thing into next week's going to be sort of cloud and sun, things like that. Nighttime temperatures are 15 tonight and tomorrow night. Drop down to 10 degrees on Friday when the rain comes through from the south. Then like 12, 13, 14, 15 sort of for the rest of the week, incrementally going up. And the winds today, southwesterlies, west southwesterlies tomorrow, southwesterlies Friday, southerly Saturday, southwesterlies Sunday, then west southwesterlies, then west northwesterlies, then west northwesterlies again into next week. So yes, that's that. And humidity today is, where did I see that? Humidity today is 33%. I thought it'd be way higher than that, to be honest. And the sun rose this morning at 5:57 and will set at 8:17 this evening. The length of visible light is 15 hours and 19 minutes. The extra day length being 14 hours and 20 minutes. And tomorrow will be 1 minute and 36 seconds longer than it is today. So that's interesting. I mean, the days are still, certainly getting longer still, but it was only like a week or two ago that they were going out to well over 2 minutes longer per day. So they're getting longer, but not as long as they have been, if that makes any sense to you. And the beautiful moon, yes, I saw it last night, basically exactly a half moon, I thought it was anyway, but it says here it's a waxing gibbous moon, 68% illuminated, and will rise at 2:28 p.m. and will set at 2:54 a.m. with a full moon coming up on the 27th. And looking at the moon last night as I was sitting out on the deck there, it was pretty light actually as well, put me in mind of this song by Janis Joplin, The Half Moon.
Love.
Folks, there we are. There was a Janis Joplin song there with her song Half Moon. And now we are joined on the phone by the first of our guests today, Matty Kirk. How you going, Matty?
G'day, mate. Yeah, good, Craig. Good. How you going?
Excellent, thank you. And where are you at today?
I'm in a maize field in Oreni, just north of Orangeville there. Beautiful peat lands of Oreni. So, yeah, mate. Sun's out, grass is growing, and yeah, crops are looking really good. So, yeah, happy days, really.
Yes, indeed. And a good season for the crops so far?
Yeah, it is pretty good at the moment. We've had the right amount of rain. We do need a little bit of sunshine now just to get the UV light hitting the leaves and getting the growth underway. But, yeah, things are looking a lot better now than they were this time last year. I don't know if you remember, but last year we probably had about 300 mils of rain in November and about 200 in December, so we had a lot of flooded, marginal-looking crops last year, but this is awesome. Really good.
Yeah, I do remember that. So what? All the farmers that you talk to out and about, mate, they're generally pretty good spirits?
Yeah, they are, mate. Everyone was talking about a real early, gnarly drought spring, you know, with the El Nino that's coming, so... I think it is going to go dry at some point, but we're not far away from December and everyone's still got grass and it's still green and, all the local Raglan farmers are sitting pretty good with grass and so, yeah, things are looking good out there at the moment.
Oh, for sure. And, yeah, I just was reading out the weather just now that there's a bit of a front, rain-bearing front coming up. It's going to hit us on Friday and over the weekend too, so that's a bit more rain, which will be welcome.
Yeah, I think Tiuku got about 10 mils last night. There was like a 6 o'clock thunderstorm that just rolled over Tiuku. Didn't get it into Mata, but yeah, they got it in Tiuku. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, you win some, you lose some. Good.
Yeah, that's the way it is. But well, that's great. I'm pleased that the crops are growing well and the farmers are pretty good spirits out there. And what's going to cheer them up probably even more, Matty, is the fact that surfing for farmers is returning.
Surfing for Farmers is returning, yep. So, yeah, we're into our fourth year, starting next Wednesday night. So, good opportunity for the farmers to get off the farm and, come and hang out and get some waves out at Naranui. So, yeah, looking forward to starting.
Fantastic. And I suppose you'll be involved, and I guess Wanda as well from the Rural Support Trust. She's back involved again?
Yep, Wanda is involved, and then Kelly as well, Kelly Dickey. She's a local farmer out in Tiuku. She's also part of the Rural Support Trust. So, and a couple of the crew from Rabobank, who's a national sponsor, they come out and help me as well.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, we're all set and ready. Got the surf schools sitting there waiting, ready to go, and, we'll be back into it, mate. So,
bloody marvellous.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, so we kick off at registration 5 o'clock.
Yep.
And we sort of get in the water around 5:36, surf down there, teach people to surf, and then, have a barbecue and a few drinks up at the Raglan Surf Club afterwards. So it's pretty social, pretty relaxed.
Nice, yeah. And I presume it's the vets still got their barbecue trailer sort of thing you're cooking your feeds on?
Yeah, they do have a barbecue trailer. We're actually using the Raglan Surf Club barbie this season, and massive shout out to them too, because they allow us to use the club rooms for about 12 weeks through the peak of summer once a week. Big shout out to the Raglan Surf Club and the committee there for allowing us to do that. So
good on you, Surf Club. Yeah, that's awesome. And I know that the numbers were getting up like last year, weren't they, Matty? We would just say like 50, 60 people, things like that sometimes.
You're spot on. We normally get about somewhere in that vicinity. So they're pretty hungry when they come in too after surfing for an hour and a half. So we smoked through a bit of food and beers Yeah, we're really lucky though. We've got awesome sponsors who put the barbies on for us and come out and mix and mingle with our farmers and yeah, just really put some time into their mental health really, which is a great great thing.
Oh, very important thing. Yeah. And do you want to give a quick shout out to your sponsors, Matty?
Yeah, sweet. So we've got Anexa Vets. We've got Kelly and Jason Dickey, who are local farmers. They also support us. We've got Farmlands, Waikato, Rural Support Trust, Gailey's Miles Lawyers down in Te Amuru. Oh shit! Who else have we got?
There's a number.
You put me on the spot a little bit.
Was it Bailey's? They tied up last year.
Bailey's are a national sponsor. So Real Estate, they sponsor nationally. Obviously, Rabobank and Jarden and Beef and Lamb, they also sponsor nationally. So, so there's a national overarching sponsorship. And then there's the local legends that come and cook the barbies and, help us out on a local level.
Nice, man. Nice, yeah. All right. Okay, and so just run us through once more, Matty, and when this is going down and who can come and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's basically open to anyone within the primary industries. It's a mental health initiative to help farmers and growers and, you know, people in horticulture industry, equine, just to have something that they can put on their calendar once a week. A reason to get off farm. Farmers are very good at kind of just putting their heads down and just carrying on working late into the night. So, we've created a group where they can come along and learn something new and get in the ocean and release some endorphins into their brain. And that's kind of the backstory behind it. Every Wednesday from 5 o'clock down at the surf club.
Bloody marvellous. All right, get there about five. Ladies and gentlemen, the folks aren't too picky there, and then both of the local surf schools, they all help out as well, don't they, Matty? Alternatives weeks and things like that, providing the wetsuits and surfboards and stuff like that. So all you got to do, folks, is bring yourself, basically, and a towel, maybe, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Turn up and, get wet and feel 10 times better afterwards, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, right on. So, go pick your neighbours up and fill your car up and your ute or whatever and, Toulon down, 5 o'clock or so at the Naranui, outside the surf club there, and there'll be people there sussing you out and getting you ready to chuck you in the water and then bringing you back out again and giving you a feed and a beer if you want one.
Yeah, happy days.
Bloody marvellous. All right, well, that's great, Matty, and this is going to run right through to, I guess, just before Christmas?
Yeah, so we basically kick off next week and we go for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Up to the 13th of December.
Yeah.
And then we have a break and then we start again on the 8th of February. And we go through to the end of March. So, 3 weeks now, basically a month break and then, kick in again in February.
Fantastic. All right. Okay, well, we'll get you in the studio before we crack back into it in February. And thanks for that, Matty. I really appreciate it. I know you're a busy man. So, appreciate you coming on the show once again to tell everybody about Surfing for Farmers from next Wednesday from about 5 o'clock at the Surf Club.
Yeah, legend, Craig. Thanks, mate. Appreciate
thanks very much, mate. Anything else you want to chuck in there, Matty?
Nah, happy days. Just, hope everyone's having a good day, and don't forget to look after your mental health, however that looks, basically.
Very good advice, Matty. Appreciate that. All right, you take care, bud, and we'll see you soon.
Cheers, Craig.
All right. See you, appreciate it, Matty. See you, mate.
See you,
mate. All right, folks, here we are. There was Matty Kirk there talking about Surfing for Farmers, and next Wednesday, 5 o'clock or so, at the Naranui, and anyone's welcome to come along. So yes, there's that, and now I'm going to play for you David Kilgore. Looks like I'm running out. Folks, here we are. That was David Kilgore there with Looks Like I'm Running Out. Now I'm going to play for you the Phoenix Foundation, Give Up Your Dreams, and all going well, we'll come back with our next guest, Marve, after this one. All right, there we are, folks. That was Phoenix Foundation there with Give Up Your Dreams. I hope you enjoyed that. And now we are joined on the line once more today by Marve from Haki Retreat. G'day, Marve.
Kia ora Craig, and kia ora everyone.
How you doing today, Marve?
I'm good. Just did some work down at the food forest, and now I'm enjoying the shade of the other grown trees.
And you're out Phillips Roadways, near the beautiful Aotea Harbour, and hot out there as well, because it's very, very hot here in Whanganui Town today.
Yeah, we are like settled amongst the Pakoka Scenic Reserve, which is like right next to Aotea Harbour, but that's on like the Raglan side. I mean, it's hot, but I think we're also lucky to have a lot of trees around us, so it's kind of balances out, like, you know, there's sun but also there's shade, and we also have the lovely harbour to go swimming.
Nice, yes. All right, and we're talking today because on this Saturday, the 25th of November, you're having a food forest design course out there at your beautiful spot out of Haki Retreat there.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, when we had like the introduction permaculture courses, food forest is always like what people want to learn more about, and from there we decided to like put up a food forest course, and we're gonna go through like couple of different topics, like designing a food forest, what is a food forest, and planting a food forest, and managing a food forest. I feel it should be a lovely day and definitely set people up for their like own project and how to set their own food forest.
Yes, and just remind us, how long have you guys been sort of developing a food forest out there, Marve?
So our planting started like a couple years ago, so we're quite fresh. And even like on Saturday where we will be teaching the course, that area is like planted last year in November, so that will be really amazing examples for people to see like how much you can actually achieve in 1 year, how much growth you can get in 1 year. And, you know, like with the food forest concept, one of the things we really encourage is stacking, like so having different layers and having like fruit trees or plants, like perennials that fruit in different times. So at the moment, like we have tamarillos down there and they already have flowers, they're fruiting. So they were planted 1 year ago.
Gee whiz.
So that's kind of the idea, like stacking and getting fruits from like very early on, and then having this like climax trees like avocados or, yeah, until then.
Yeah, so, well, it sounds like a good idea. Avocados, that take, what, maybe 3 to 5 years or something to fruit? Would that be right?
Yeah, and everyone loves avocados. They are definitely the highlight. Trees, yeah, and like trees like avocados, like they're from the rainforest, so they're grown in company of other trees, and that's like kind of the method. So what I will be teaching is kind of mixture of like permaculture, food forest, and the syntropic agroforestry. So it's not really as pure as like syntropic agroforestry, but it has a lot of elements from that, and it's kind of combined with like that permaculture perspective, like put together. I find that, like, for me, it's a really good combination. So I want to share that with people.
Yes. Now, it rings a bell to me, syntropic agroforestry, I think it was, wasn't it? Those good people from up north, I can't remember her name, but they're mates of yours.
Permadynamics, and Sean.
That's right, yeah. And, yeah, it sounded really interesting. So you're sort of plucking a bit of stuff out of there, out of that sort of system, and a bit of permaculture, a bit of this, a bit of that, and Ella, there we are, right?
Yeah, I guess, like, that's the thing. We all have to find out what works for us, because everyone's, like, situation, like, garden or area is very unique. We are all very unique. So, yeah, kind of mix and match. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, permaculture is, like, a bigger term, like, umbrella term that under that, like, syntropic agroforestry comes, because that's, like, a method to regenerate the land, and it's all about that regeneration. So I'm taking a lot of concepts from that, like using biomass producers and nitrogen fixers to like cycle nutrients and like kind of kickstart like the whole system. but also making it not as one thing about syntropic agroforestry, it requires management, like intensive management, I would say.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of bringing down that in my own system. Like there's still chop and drop and pruning and resetting the system, but yeah, not as much, I would say. So it's like a mixture. I wouldn't really call it syntropic agroforestry, but it's not really like that permaculture guilt when you plant like central like fruit tree around like other herbs and things. Like it's not that either. So it's like agroforestry. My own thing.
Yeah, right on. Okay. And how many tickets you got left for how many spaces you got left available for the fans out there for Saturday, the 25th of November?
Yeah, we have 3 more spaces if anyone is keen. Yeah, that'd be lovely to have more people and share. And especially now is like really good time to do mainly like tropical plantings. It's still early in the season, like the ground is quite moist and the heat is here. Best time to grow. So for this Saturday, we are planning to actually walk where we have the trees. But we are planning to plant bananas, babaco, and cherry moya.
Those
are like the main kind of tropical, and cherry moya will be the like the climax plant. And then we also have like other things like the acorn. That's a really amazing fast crop that we will get some tubers this winter. And also that gets mixed with the annuals as well, some pumpkins and seeds and. Yeah,
very
six-star things. Amazing.
Nice. Yeah, a lot going on, as always, out there. That's great to hear, Marve. All right. And so what's the times for the thing this Saturday on the 25th?
It will be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
10 to 4, yep.
Yeah, 10 to 4, and also we have morning tea and lunch provided.
Oh, very nice. Are you cooking, Marve?
Yeah, I am cooking, so I'm excited about that too.
Yes.
Planning some nice treats.
And the people coming should be excited too, because I know how good a cook you are too, Marve. Of course, you've done your Turkish cooking treats for a few people last year, wasn't it, or this year maybe?
Yeah, I did the cooking course, and I actually done a few other cooking things since then, so that's exciting as well. I definitely enjoy like cooking. And for our last course, I cooked as well, and that was really nice. I had, like, actually 2 chefs came to the course, and it was really nice to have this, like, thing with the chefs and, like, you know, appreciate the food we are having. But to me, that's, like, the natural progression. Like, we are growing all these fruits and veggies, and, you know, it's the creation, like, how we can create, like, really nutritious but also super, like, yummy and kind of satisfying food.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, well, you're multi-talented, no doubt about that, Marve. You know, you do that. You do your gardening, do your cooking. And plus, also, you're doing the, is it the secretary role for permaculture or PINS, Permaculture Institute New Zealand?
Yeah, I've been doing the newsletter. That's another thing I enjoy. I quite like writing.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, researching into topics that interest me. So, yeah, that has been a really good channel for me to share that with other people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so there's 3 spots left. You better get in quick, folk. They always sell out there. So 3 spots left for the Food Forest workshop on this Saturday, the 25th of November, out on Phillips Road at Hakia Retreat from 10 to 3, did you say, was it?
4.
10 to 4. 10 to 4. And morning tea and lunch provided. Fantastic. All right, Marve. Anything else you want to kind of add while I got you on here?
Not really. Just wishing everyone a good day, and I hope they're growing and regenerating the land.
Fine thoughts to end with. Thank you, Marve. And I can't make it because I'm going to be down in Palmerston North, but I hope it will go swimmingly well, and I'm sure it will.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg.
All right. Thanks for your time, Marve. And have a lovely day out there.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
All right, folks. Here we are. There was Marve there from Hakia Retreat. And as you heard, yes, doing a Food Forest workshop course this Saturday from 10 to 4 out there. So, yep, there are only 3 spots left, so yeah, get into that, folks, if you can. Make it for Saturday, 10 to 4. All right, and now I'm going to play for you. I think I'm going to play this one. David Bowie's Always Crashing in the Same Car song.
With kilometers and the red lights, I was always looking left and right. Oh, but me, always crashing in the same car.
Folks, that was David Bowie there with Always Crashing in the Same Car off his very good low album recorded in Berlin. And we're going to do some gardening to-dos here, as you heard Marve saying just earlier. Yeah, it's an excellent time for growing at the moment. It's warm and moist enough, and most things love those sort of conditions. And today being the 22nd of November already, believe that or not, folks, it is the first quarter moon, and a good time to plant pumpkins and melons. And more zucchini and cucumber, also capsicums, eggplants, and chilies up till about Sunday. And that's when it's going to turn into the full moon phase. And from Monday, excellent time, if you're going by the moon, to plant kumara in a sunny bed where there's a firm base, has been created about 40 centimetres below the surface level. So there's some gardening by the moon things. And as you can imagine, there's a bunch of stuff you can plant right now, folks. So grab a pen and paper, and here we go. Alyssum, apricot, asparagus, basil, beans, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, broccoli, cabbage, capsicum, carrot, celery, chilies, chrysanthemum, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, dahlia, daisy, dianthus, eggplant, feijoas, fuchsia, gerbera, and patians, kumara, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, limes, mandarins, marigold, mesclun, oranges, parsley, parsnip, passion fruit, petunia, poppies, potatoes, pumpkin squash, radish, raspberries, rocket, rose hoover beet, snapdragon spinach, spring onions, strawberry, sweet peas, sweet corn, tomatoes, and watermelon. There's a few other things you can plant right now here in the beautiful Waikato. So here we are, and now I'm going to play for you a song by Alive, a version of a song called Sheep by Toy Love. Folks, here we are. There's Toy Love there with their song Sheep Live from back in the days. And that's kind of pretty much it for the show, I think, for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And thanks very much for Matty Kirk, Surfing Farms. Just to remind you guys, next Wednesday at about 5 o'clock, get up to Surf Club for Surfing Farmers. Once again, starting out for a few weeks and then coming back for a few more weeks from early February. And this Saturday, if you can, an excellent opportunity to go catch up with Marve, eat your delicious food, and see how to make a food forest out at Hākia Retreat on Phillips Road out in the beautiful Aotea Harbour Ways, and that goes from 10 to 4, I think she was saying. That's this Saturday. So hope you enjoy the show, folks, and I will be back next week. And I'm going to go out with a song here by the Gordons, Future Shock. Hope you enjoy it. Have a great week, folks. Ka kite, take care, and see you again next week.